Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. At ito ako si Manang Trini ug maayong hapon sa tanan ngan kanunay nga nagsunod sa atong kada Domingo nga programa sa radyo. Welcome to Samut Sari Cultural Community Radio kada Domingo gikan sa alas 4:20 hangtod alas 5:20 sa hapon. Anyway, makapaminaw pud kamong tanan anywhere anytime sa www.planetaudio.org.nz /samutsari/player or para mas intimate you can also call us on 09815-8100. Ngayong hapon pong ito ay marami po kaming inihanda para sa inyong lahat. And of course, syempre pakasama natin palagi ang ating magandang dilag na si Ate Lisa. Kasama Hello. Natin mamayang hapon. Ayan, Lisa.
Yeah, good afternoon to our listeners. It's every Sunday, 4:22, 5:20. It's an hour of joy and happiness and tika tika.
Inaantay lang natin ang kunti si Tita Virge. And of course, marami po tayo mga bisita ngayong hapon na ito. So, without further ado, ipakilala sila sa ating mga nakikinig ngayong hapon. Ayan.
Go ahead.
Hello po. Magandang hapon po. Ako po si Graylene.
Yes, Graylene.
Hi.
Ayan. Tapos, we have Arlene.
Magandang hapon po sa lahat. Ako po si Arlene, nanay po ako ni Grelin.
Ayan. And of course, we've got another pretty lady.
Si Nympha.
Magandang hapon po sa lahat. Ako si Nympha. Tita ako ni Grelin at kapatid ako ni Arlene.
Ayan. It's a family affair dito. Mamaya-maya po is may interview ngayon si Grelin sa atin mamaya-maya sa ating community portion. Ayan. Ang programa po natin ito ay hatid sa atin ng ating mga masugid na tagapagtaguyod, Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, at of course, marami pang iba. Ayan. So, Lisa, ano bang mga specials ni Tita Edith this afternoon?
We have a special sa Planet Earth, no? It's Hong Kong Airlines ito. Bago to ah.
Yeah, I know. No? Hong Kong Airlines. I don't know if they're new or what, but yeah. Anong special nila ngayon?
They have Manila return from New Zealand 899 to Hong Kong Airlines. And then Chefair to Manila, Philippines. Fly to Manila with Hong Kong Airlines in conjunction with Philippine Airlines via Hong Kong. So, Manila, Hong Kong Philippines Airlines pala to.
Yeah, that's right. So Hong Kong Airlines from Auckland to Hong Kong.
Yes. Ayan. And then
from Hong Kong to Manila is Philippine Airlines na.
Sa pala. So sales end 31st of July 2017 and then departure niya is you have to 20th of June 2017 to until 30th of November 2017. So, return economy class airfare valid for 3 months from Auckland via Hong Kong, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable airport departure taxes, and booking fees. Of course, my special conditions apply, subject to seat availability, meals, entertainment, kasama na dyan, and then 2 pieces of 20 kilos check-in baggage plus 7 kilos hand carry. Ang dami nito.
I know.
Yeah,
so that's 2 times 23 kgs. Yes.
Yeah. Shopping kayo.
Kaya lang, you have to be careful, no? Kasi once you get to Manila and then you have a domestic flight, you will get charged for 1 extra case, I think.
Ay, that's right. Kasi
domestic yan. Hindi sila ano. Oh. But you know, of course, you 2 cases from Hong Kong to Manila, it's okay. Pero domestic, unless you're on, you know, kung mag-land trip man kayo, okay lang. Pero pag mag-airline trip ulit kayo, domestically, may bayad na yan.
Yeah, sure. So, ticketing within 72 hours of reservation date, but not later than 31st of July 2017. Changes, a rebooking fee of 200 New Zealand dollar applies for a transaction. Changes are subject to applicable fare difference. Cancellation, of course, before departure is 500 New Zealand dollars. So, refund, totally unused tickets are subject to a refund fee of New Zealand, 400 New Zealand dollar. Partially used tickets are non-refundable. No show, 400 New Zealand dollar. Passenger must cancel the original flight 72 hours prior departure. Otherwise, a no-show fee will be charged. Stopover Hong Kong. Stopover cost is 100 per stop. Mm. Accompanied child fare two to 11 years old, which is 75% of adult fare plus taxes. Please, or you can call them at 0800 11 11 31, or you can email them at reservation@planettravel.co.nz. Ayan.
Ayan. At sa akin naman ngayon ay Cathay Pacific naman ito. Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu, Clarkefield, and it is return from $949. Ito po ay exclusively from Auckland. Ang sale po nito is ending 11th of September 2017. Travel period is now until 30th of November 2017 and then 16th of January to the 31st of March 2018. Ang routing po nito is Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, then to Cebu or Clarkefield and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure at airport taxes, and pricing is subject to availability, very limited seats. Special conditions apply, inclusive na po ito ng minimal travel agent booking fee, and of course meals, entertainment, 30 kgs check-in baggage, and 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing po nito is within 2 days or of confirmation regardless of travel dates. Now, no date changes is permitted at any time. And then, non-refundable at any time either. Stopover is not permitted. Accompanied child fare between 2 to 11 years old is $789. Please call 0800-11-11-31 or email reservations@planettravel.co.nz. Ang magandang dilag dumating na. Ayan! Kamustamos, Tita Verge?
Hello, magandang hapon po sa aking mga kapo, magagandang mga dilag.
Oh, yes.
Sa aming tatlong mga bisitang mas magagandang mga dilag.
Yes, oh. Yes.
Yes. Talbong greeting natin ngayon. Pasensya na po, nanginain muna and naligaw. Nagmamadali ako. Yun pala, kakanan ako dapat. Eh, kaliwa pala.
Ay, goodness.
So, napasobra. Oh! Pagtingin ko, doon pa yung kotse ko sa dulo pa. Inay ko po, walang sasakyan dito. Maglalakad talaga. But, ganyan po talaga ang mga Pinoy. Patong-patong kasi ang appointments, etc.
Yeah, especially
and,
David.
Oh.
Napaka-busing tao.
But, I am happy.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So, bago ko po kayo bombahin ng kung ano-ano pa, eto muna ang isang pagkaganda-gandang awitin at sigurado po lahat tayo ay masisiyahan, mai-inspire, and magpapasalamat sa ating buong may kapal dahil sa awiting ito. Mamaya ko na po sasabihin kung sino ang umawit. Hulaan muna ninyo. Ayan man ang trini sa kaliwa mo.
Is that the prayer?
Yeah.
Ayan.
La lucha que te da.
I pray you will.
find your light.
Nel cuore resterà.
And hold it in a heart.
A ricordarti che
when stars go out each night,
l'eterna stella sei. Nella mia preghiera,
let this be a prayer.
Quanta fede te,
when shadows
lead us to a place,
guide us with your grace.
Give us faith so we'll be saved. Sogniamo un mondo senza più violenza, un mondo di giustizia e di speranza. Every child,
just like every child,
needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. E la fede che hai acceso in noi. Sento che ci salverà.
Ayan. So, nahulaan po ba ninyo kung sino ang umawit? Yung makakahula, may premyo sa akin.
Oh, nice.
So, anytime po, tumawag kayo sa 815-8100. Tama, Trini? 815-8100.
That's correct.
And kung mahulaan ninyo kung sino ang umawit, mayroon kayong isang premyo. Ang premyo po is, I will pay for your download of this CD, which is fundraising for our beloved people in the Philippines sa isang area na kailangan ng tulong. Ayan.
Ayan.
Ang number po dito, 815-8100.
Ayan.
And later on in the program, ibig sabihin yun, hindi na kayo makakahula. By the time, kung wala pang nakakahula, I will announce it kung sino at saka a little bit more of information. So, you better hurry up. Even if our program is going on, go and drink, and cool. We will entertain you.
That's correct. All right. So here's our local news this afternoon. Power company sparks challenge over Victor's 14 million Auckland customer repayment. Power company Victor is refusing to make a lump sum 14 million repayment to Auckland households it overcharged. Victor admitted to overcharging its customers in a Commerce Commission decision released on July 7th after a change to the way it set prices. The pricing change meant about a third of households in Auckland were overcharged for power between 2014 and 2015, amounting to an additional $13.9 million for Victor. Oakland-based Mercury Energy told Victor it should repay the money in a lump sum to affected households. But instead of paying it all back at once, which Mercury estimated to be in the vicinity of $25 per home, Victor said it will set a cap on lines charges, reducing the amount of revenue it recovers over 2 years starting in April 2018. Customers shouldn't have to wait, and they will lose sight of the money they are owed, said Julia Jack, Mercury's chief marketing officer. It is actually the customer's money, and it would help them with the current winter chill, Jack said. Affected customers were in Oakland CBD, Avondale, Mangere, Papakura, and eastern suburbs. Mercury wants Victor to accelerate the repayment and offered a solution, help to make them to make that happen. Mercury wants to work with Victor to have the $13.9 million released to all retailers so the amount could be applied to energy costs via a rebate, said Jack. From Mercury's perspective, we'll ensure that our customers get every cent passed through from the Victor refund. To give confidence around distribution of the payment, Jack said Mercury would have the rebate externally audited and would make that report public. And that is our local news.
So it only involves Mercury
and Victor.
Mercury's customers.
Yes.
Miss out ko, contact ko.
Contact ko. Ikaw, Mercury kayo?
Oh, very good.
Matangkap ka. Mercury ka? Then you will have $25 maybe, at least.
But bakit walang ano, waitakere? Ano ba yan?
Mainly, siguro ang bulk of their customers is around about there, you know, Oakland CBD, Mangere, Avondale, Papakura, Eastern Suburbs. So maybe not a lot in Western. Wow. Yeah, in Western Auckland.
May kanya-kanyang area sila. North Shore, karamihan contact.
Yeah.
Kami din. But anyhow, narito po ang aming ipinangako sa inyo na from time to time, meron kaming iahatid na second generation Filipino migrants who achieve in their respective fields. At ngayon po ang ating espesyal na bisita, walang iba kung hindi si Gray Orcula.
Yes, ito.
Ayan. Napakagaling po ng batang ito at uunahan ko na siya kasi mulmul ako sa Gloria. Na ito po ay second generation Filipina who achieved a Bachelor of Science in Food Science degree with honors and first class honors po ang inabot ng batang ito. Palakpakan natin ang siguro napakahirap na pagsusunog ng kilay ng batang ito.
Of course.
Ayan. And siyempre pa, kung ano ang puno, yun ang bunga. Eh dalawa pong puno ang kasama nito. Ang main na puno at ang sanga ng kanyang puno. Kaya ang suporta niya talaga nandiyan.
Yes, ayan.
Well, Gray, go ahead and explain to our listeners what you achieved.
Yung first class honors po, nung una po, gumawa po kami ng project proposal.
Mm-hmm.
So, tapos po, in-sponsor po siya ng isang company called Ag Research Limited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tapos po, ako na po yung task na gumawa po ng methodologies.
Mm-hmm.
So, tapos yung mga processes po na kailangan, kung ano po yung mga tests na kailangan. So, una po, pinagawa po ako ng survey.
Mm-hmm.
So, pumunta po ako sa isang event po. Kasi ang focus po namin, mga Japanese po na consumers. Ang project po kasi nakafocus sa hot pot meat, beef po.
Mm-hmm.
So, gusto po namin malaman kung ano po yung tipo nilang meat cut. Mm-hmm. Kasi yung iba pong tao gusto nila less po yung marbling, yung fats po na nasa meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yung iba po gusto nila mas maraming fats.
Mm-hmm.
So dahil ang kanila pong main target na consumers, Japanese, so nagpunta po ako sa Japan Day, nagpa-survey
Fantastic.
Po ako dun.
Yeah, very good effort. Mm-hmm.
Tapos after po nung survey, nag-literature review po kami, inalam po namin kung ano po yung relation between po nung sa response nila at saka kung paano po namin magagamit yung data sa pag-develop po ng project, ng product. Wala pa po kasi kaming product noon. So, nalaman po namin na mas effective po na mas maraming fats po yung meat. Kapag nagbo-boil po kasi yung fat, mas kailangan po na
Kiwi style din yan actually. They want it with many fats. Tayo lang mga Pinoy yung mga gusto natin sexy tayo lagi all the time.
No, yung mga nakaraan pong mga researchers, ang sabi po nila din po, pag sa Asia po talaga, iniiwasan po natin yung maraming fats.
Yeah.
Pero nowadays po, nagbabago na po yung pananaw
ng Asians.
Tulad po nung sa Japanese po, mas gusto po nila ng hindi po yung maraming fats.
Basta
yung slightly marbled yung type po nila ngayon.
Kasi hot pot yan, ano? Hot pot. So it's all in one, isn't it? In a one pot.
Para masarap din yung lasa ng sabaw.
Masarap naman talaga pag may fat, di ba? Ang lasa nandiyan.
Yung flavors.
Totoo yan.
Right? Nahuhulaan na po ninyo ng pinag-uusapan namin, pagkain na naman. Hotpot po yan, I'm sure. Nakatikim na kayo niyan. Kung hindi man Japanese hotpot, karamihan ay Asian hotpots talaga ang mayroon. Mm. At talaga naman, malilimutan ninyo ang inyong lahat ng manugang. Lahat ng inyong mga biyanan.
Is that product now on sale? Not yet. Are you still developing it? Or
developing.
Okay, right. Hindi pa commercially available.
Hindi pa po. Hindi pa. Kasi binago po namin yung product.
Yes.
Hindi po siya yung typical po na itotoss lang po sa boiling water.
Yes.
Kasi po, yung temperatures po na ginagamit sa hot pot, hindi po siya efficient para matunaw po yung fats dun sa samples namin.
Yes.
So, ang ginawa ko po, mas maganda po kasing gumamit po ng dry heat dun po sa product nila. So, yun po yung sa nalaman po namin sa literature review. So, ang ginawa po namin, di-nip fry po namin siya. Bago po namin siya
ilagay sa hot pot.
Para
na-sealed yung
Flavors.
Yung flavors.
Tsaka po yung moisture din po.
Pero hindi siyempre well done yung pagka-deep fry ninyo.
Hindi po. Ano lang po, 30 seconds.
30 seconds lang.
Manipis po kasi yung cut niya. So madali rin po siyang
Otherwise, it goes dry. Huh?
So anong tawag dun sa cut na yun? Yung ginagamit ng Koreans sa kanilang...
Yung naka-roll po.
Oh, naka-roll. Oh, tama. Tama yung hula ko. Kasi pagkain yun eh.
I mean, obviously, once you've developed that, you're going to find a company that would...
Meron ng
company.
Yung Agri Chemicals. Limited.
Agri-Search po.
Agri-Search is just supporting you with the research, but the actual company that's going to commercially sell it is...
Wala pa. Pero yun idea din po nila yun.
So, nagawin nila. So they might see you through.
Yeah, once it's all fully developed, they'll be jumping into the opportunity.
Definitely.
To market it.
Huwag kang papayag, Ray, na wala kang prosyento, ha?
Royalties, obviously. Yes. May royalties yan.
Ano po?
Or are they gonna buy the idea from you? Oh. From the university.
Either way.
Ipublish po namin siya. Mm-hmm. So, isa po ako dun sa mga nakalistang authors.
Wow.
So, there has to be a royalty, right?
Yeah. Oh.
At least my, you know, my percentage ko something. My cut.
Yeah. No, may royalties.
Ayan, mga kabataan, ang pagmanahan ninyo. Nag-aral na, maganda pa ang achieving at achievement, and future, may kita pa.
Yes.
Oh. So, talaga, pag... If you embark into one endeavor, dapat talaga tingnan ninyo blitzkrieg attack para kabi-kabila ang proyekto. I mean, ang provecho. Ang tawag, ang Tagalog ng provecho.
I don't know.
Provecho yung kita harvest. Reap na ang na-reap mo na.
You mean revenue?
Yeah.
Oh, yan.
Okay.
Revenue sa pag-aaral mo yung ano mo yun? Parang pinuhunanan mo yun eh.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
Di mag-harvest ka kabi-kabila.
Ay, of course.
Ayan. So at the moment, what is happening in that research of yours? I mean, in that project?
Yung project po, naghihintay po kami ng approval dun po sa journal article po na pinagsubmita namin.
Okay. Ooh. And then it will hopefully go to...
And from then on, once na approve na, doon kayo maghahanap ng company na mag produce nito.
Magpa-market.
Mm-hmm. But that would go nito to the legislations. Oh, no. Yung food, ano, yung food authority, it has to go through there before you market it? O sila na ang company na siguro. Sila na
company
I think
na,
ang company na siguro. Once, oh, kasi, mind you, they always have their own, you know, may mga food authority seal na yan sila. Mm-hmm. Anyway, once mga reputable companies, no?
Okay. Yeah.
That would market it. Mm. Cool.
Very ayan. Good. So, another recommendation for young ones who wants to go to university, Bachelor of Science in Food Science.
Opo.
Mm-hmm. Next project dahil, niya, Tita Verge, is pill na lang para hindi na tagkakain. Mag-slim na tayo.
Yeah, at saka wala na rin luto-luto.
Wala na luto.
Oo, pagkagising.
Just bukas-bukas na lang. Rip-rip. Eh. Yun ha. Abangan namin yan, Day.
Abangan namin yan. Oo. And syempre pa po, kausapin muna nating mabilis itong dalawang ang kanyang nanay at ang kanyang auntie. Oo. Sino ang malapit sa food sa inyong dalawa?
Malapit sa food.
Ikaw,
si auntie,
ikaw.
Kasi may dalang food. Oh. Eh.
And, kaya po, sabi ko nga, pamilya ito ng mga achievers. Eto naman po, mamaya ng nanay, ang auntie, meron siyang dalang napakagandang bouquet.
Bouquet of
food.
Food ito.
Anong tawag dyan?
Lollipops. Pero ano po yan?
Cake
bomba sa loob ng lollipop na yan. Ayan.
Ano yung tawag dahil?
Cake pops. Napakasarap pong magluto ng cake nito. And ang design pa, pag nakita ninyo talaga.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Maganda.
Napakaganda pong gumawa ito. Our last Sunday, what we discussed about that 65th birthday party, 75th. She baked the cake for that.
Ayun yung ubi?
Yes.
Hindi ako nakatikim, by the way. Kinain lahat ni Tita Verge.
Hindi lang ako, uy, mga bisita natin.
Huwag kang maniwala dyan, siya yun.
Ayan. Ang ating pong isang bisitang ito ay si Jing Rubias Maravilla. Go ahead, Jing.
Magandang hapon po. Nagkataon lang na meron akong cake na ginawa nung isang araw. So may mga retaso. Iyon yung ginagawa kong cake pops.
Very clever.
So, yan.
Waste not, want not.
Hindi
and
waste siya.
Coupled with the artistic talent of
obviously,
our friend, ayan
yeah.
ang labas. Mm.
Kesa naman
itapon mo.
Yes.
Mapanis lang siya.
Oo. Oh.
Mm. I make it into cake pops.
Mm-hmm.
Lahat ng mga cake dreamings ko, ginagawa kong cake pops. Unfortunately, yung ube last week, walang natira.
Walang dreamings yun. Wala rin taso yun.
Yung cake dreamings last week na ube, paborito kasi ng anak ko yung ube.
Yeah. Kinakain, obviously. Yeah. At least wala ka nang ginawang, you know, wala ka nang trabaho. Mm. Diretso na yun.
Ayan. And anong degree ang tinapos mo sa atin, Jing?
Napakalayo po.
Napakalayo? Hindi food science?
No.
Hindi... talagang hilig mo lang ito ano.
Yes.
Pero ang dami mo nang nakita
ko. Lang talaga tong...
In fact, Trini, nakita mo yung isang napakagandang creation niya. Yung farewell and birthday ni Father Elric and Thanksgiving natin. Nakita mo yun?
Yung
yeah.
cake.
Yeah.
Yes, nakita mo rin yun.
Yes.
Nakatikim kayo noon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hindi ako mahilig kasi sa cake. Yung... So, hindi talaga ako nag... ng cake.
Pero nakita mo ang design.
Ganda kaya nun.
Yung
sa Rotary, sino yun? Hindi, ikaw?
Hindi siya.
Iba din yun.
Mamaya, iisipin ko kung alin pa yung nakita ninyo.
Mm-hmm.
Yan.
Oh.
And, eto naman po ang nanay. Si Arlene Rubias Orcula. Eto po naman ay bigwig ito sa Novotel Airport. And, hindi, syempre
Novotel
pa.
Novotel Hotel? Sa
oo,
airport?
Novotel
yeah.
Hotel sa airport.
Mm-hmm.
So, come on, Arlene, greet our listeners and tell us about yourself as well.
Magandang hapon po ulit sa inyong lahat. Tungkol sa...
Sa tinapos mo sa atin.
Okay.
Because I want the young generations, the Filipino young generations, pick up some ideas of what they will do if they have not decided yet or if they have already graduated but they are not successful in looking
yes.
for a correct job that they really like.
Yes.
Or, ano pa din ito eh, hint kung ano yung mapupulot ninyo na, ah, baka mag-brunch ako sandali, or,
yes,
I'm stuck here, I better do something else.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Parang swak na swak sa akin. Ako po ay graduate ng Bachelor of Science in Chemistry from Central University of Manila. But after graduation po, ako ay nagturo ng chemistry and physics, algebra in high school and the college in Auckland. And then in 1983, 3 years after, nag-opo ako, bumalik po ako sa Manila and nag-apply po ako sa laboratory at napasok po ako sa Chemfil Laboratories. Ano po yun? Pharmaceutical company in Sukat. Pero wala po ang passion ko sa laboratory. Nawala. Hindi ko po na-feel yung satisfaction at the end of the day. Kasi masyado po siyang routinary work. At nahanap ko po yung satisfaction ko na nakatulong ako at nakaguide ako sa mga students at the end of the day.
Ah, so you enjoyed it.
So, bumalik po ako ulit sa teaching. So, actually, bago po ako umalis papunta dito sa New Zealand, I have already served 25 years in teaching.
Wow.
Doon po sa loob ng 25 years, na-promote naman po ako na science department head in one of the public schools of Manila. So, mataas po ang expectation ko na pagdating ko po dito sa New Zealand. Ako po ay makaland ng teaching job of my qualification, pero hindi po nangyari. Pero dahil po mabait ang aking immigration officer, binigyan po kami ng residence visa mula pa po sa Philippines. So, ang sabi niya sa akin, pwede kang maghanap ng kahit anong trabaho na available.
Very good.
Yeah. So,
special privilege yun.
Kaya po ako nakapasok sa Novotel. So, ngayon po, nasa Novotel ako at ako po ay naka-attend na ng 10-year awards last October. Dahil ako po ay nakaserve na for 5 years. So, at present, ako po ang housekeeping coordinator ng Novotel Auckland Airport. Welcome po kayong magstay sa aming hotel.
Yes! I was wondering, kasi ano...
Malapit na malapit.
Ano, kailan yan bumukas? A year ago?
Bumukas po yung hotel na yan before po kami dumating. So, dumating po kami dito July.
Oh, okay.
May po siya. May 2011 in time for the Rugby World Cup.
Okay. Matagal-tagal na rin pala. Akala ko last year.
But napaka-practical. Napaka-practical na, alimbawa, bisita ka from wherever or kahit na taga rito tayo.
Oh, oh.
And say early morning ang flight or kung hindi man ay... basta it is very practical na kasi paglabas mo ng hotel, dyan na yung check-in.
Kita ko yun. Kahit na nang kinukonstruct pa yan, sabi ko, gosh, kailan kayo matatapos? Ba? 2011 pala yun bumukas. So, bago lang kayo dito?
Bali, 2011 of July.
So, tagal-tagal na rin. Okay. So, kasi 5 years ka na sa Novotel. Okay.
Yeah. And your other daughter is si girl. Graduate na rin si girl, hindi pa, no?
Hindi pa po.
Malapit
kasi
na.
Supposed to be gagraduate po siya this December, pero dahil nag-double major po yung So, one more year. Accounting and business admin.
Yeah, that's a very good combination course as well. Yes. And lalo na dito na niya tinapos, walang problema maghanap ng trabaho yan. The same as with Gray. Kasi nandito na, dito nakuha ang degree. And so... walang problema. Saka permanent residence kayo.
Nice.
On that point of you having had your qualifications back home in the Philippines, no matter na napagkagaling mo, tama lang ang attitude mo, and kaya because your attitude was the one that magnetized that immigration officer towards your future in the here in New Zealand. Yeah. Kaya binigyan ka ng special privilege na hindi ka mag-stick sa course mo back home sa hanapin na trabaho dito. And so, right away, he used his intuition and his privilege as an immigration officer not to not discourage you but to empower you so that you could immediately contribute to New Zealand's welfare as an immigrant. Kaya kahit na anong kurso lang. And napakagaling din ng resulta. So yun po, sana hindi ma-discourage yung ibang mga kababayan natin na nandito na ang ganda ng kursong tinapos sa Pilipinas, ang gaganda ng mga experience,
lalo ng mga migrants,
ang gaganda ng mga posisyon doon.
Totoo yan.
But pagdating dito, huwag kayong mangamba, huwag yes. kayong malumbay at huwag kayong maghinanakit. Huwag kayong lalo na makalimot sa itaas na baka isipin ninyo eh pinabayaan kayo. Hindi. Eh kasi naman sa 5 million lang na tao dito.
Yeah. Malaki ang chance. Malaki ang chance ng mga Pilipino dito. Honestly.
Pero kung wala kang experience dito, makikipaglaban ka sa napakarami din. Kasi yun nga ang ruling eh, na dapat may experience ka na related sa kurso mo and related din sa mga industry dito. So, but kung talagang malalakas lang mga loob natin at lagi tayong hindi nakakalimot sa ating may kapal, nagpapasalamat, nakakakita tayo ng mga taong tumutulong sa atin o mag-support sa atin or kahit pa wala pang mag-support, binibigyan tayo ng napakagandang inspirasyon upang hindi sumuko, basta sige, laban lang.
Yeah.
Provided tama ang ating paglaban, pinapapanalo tayo.
It's all about, it's all in the attitude really.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is one, because knowledge is power, but if you don't have the attitude, you're never gonna get anywhere. You gotta have the right attitude. Lalo na sa bagong migrants. That is so true. Kasi ganun din tayo, Tita Verge. Anong mga kurso, mga degrees natin, hindi rin nag-gamit.
It's gracious.
Kasi nga po, assess tayo doon na, katulad ko po, nagpa-assess ako sa NCQA bago po ako dumating dito. So, I was assessed level 7. Pero pagdating ko po dito, pag nag-apply ako sa mga schools na
level 4
saan ako pwedeng
or baka
pumaso,
level 3 pa.
No, ang sabi po sa akin, your qualification and experience overseas is not comparable to New Zealand qualification.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's hard to, it's hard. It's hard to put you in...
Yeah.
In place kasi it's not really
dyan.
Here.
Lahat tayo dumaan dyan.
Yeah.
Kanya-kanyang abilidad lang at kanya-kanyang sirkumstansya, kanya-kanyang grasya na ibinigay at the time na individually we are struggling to have our best foot forward here and ayun, na-entrenched na rin tayo sa wakas dahil hindi tayo sumuko.
Yes. Sulat lang din po sa Novotel. Hindi naman po ako nag-start na housekeeping coordinator agad. So, nag-umpisa naman po ako sa mababang position. So, nakita naman nila na yung work ethics ko at saka yung kung paano po ako makipag-deal sa mga tao. Sabi nila, there's something in you na kakaiba daw. So,
ay, kamo teacher man ako?
Hindi nila po alam.
Nakita.
Na teacher ako.
Yeah.
Hindi ko po sinabi sa kanila that I was a teacher from the Philippines. So, nagulat sila lahat nung sinabi ko na nung na-promote na po ako as housekeeping coordinator. Tinanong po yung manager ko, how come you considered Arlene? Sabi nila, kasi meron pa namang ibang pwedeng i-consider aside from me. Doon nila nalaman, doon po nila nalaman from my manager na teacher po si Arlene, ganun sinabi. Nagulat po sila lahat.
So you have the well, you have the foundation to really train your staff anyhow.
Yeah. Kailangan yun.
You have that already.
As the coordinator, I'm sure you direct them all.
Very proud mother po ako para kay Grilin kasi po ako ay single
mom. Single mom. Byuda.
Byuda. Na wala po yung father niya 6 months before kami nag-migrate to
Disney. Oh, really? Oh, sorry to hear that.
Parang,
but then again, that makes you stronger, right?
Lahat nung dumating kami dito. Although, talagang siya ang nagpursige noon na mag-apply ako. Dahil nga, in-invite siya ni Nanimfa noong 2008 to visit New Zealand. Saka nakita po niya ang magandang
future
ng dalawang bata dito.
For sure. So, he's happy right now looking at you lot. Yeah.
Saka si Grilin po at saka si Girly, mababait na mga anak. Nakikita nila yung struggles ko physically, emotionally. So, itong si Grilin, napaka-proud ko na magulang dahil nagpunta po siya sa uni, nag student loan po siya at the same time nag part-time job.
Work, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. para sa bata na may part-time job, parang napaka-imposible na magiging first-class honors graduate.
Nothing is impossible, so, huh?
Yeah. Talagang,
it's all hard work.
Ni Grelina, yeah. Talagang ipinagmamalaki ko kahit kanina.
Of course, yes, yes.
I'm
yeah.
very proud. That's her
we're proud of you too, you know? Thank kasi, you know, walang maraming, I mean, you know, lahat naman tayo Pilipino, we can do it, pero... Yes. Kunti lang ang talagang will go for it. Mag-excel. So, we all have it.
Ang kanyang chance for social life. Mm-mm. Kasi, five days po siya sa uni, tapos mm-hmm. 2 days sa work. So, mm-hmm. from home to work to uni lang po talaga ang exposure niya. So, sabi ko nga,
concentrated.
May time ka na ngayon mag-boyfriend.
Ayan, mag-Philippine News po muna tayo at babalikan natin ang ating tatlong bisita kasi napaka-interesante ng topic namin pinag-usapan dito.
Yes. This is Samot Sari, Philippine News. House approves bill on correct rendition of lupang hinirang stiffer penalties. Mm-hmm. The House of Representatives has approved on third and final reading the measure updating the rules on the correct rendition of the national anthem, lupang hinirang, and requiring everyone to sing along when it is played in public. House Bill number 5224 also seeks to impose stiff penalties of 50,000 pesos to 100,000 pesos on any person who or entity which violates any provision of the proposed law, much heftier than the 5,000 to 20,000 fines provided for by the current flag and heraldic code of the Philippines. Under the proposed measure, singing along when the anthem is played at public gatherings shall be mandatory and must be done with fervor. If it may be noted, the current flag code enacted in 1998 did not use the word mandatory when it directed public attendees to sing along during gatherings. As a sign of respect, all persons must stand and attention facing the flag, the Philippine flag, if displayed, or the band or conductor. Civilians salute the flag with their right palm over the left chest. But the House bill also seeks to provide leeway for people whose religious beliefs prohibit them from singing. The current flag code did not contain any provision, while the House measure states these people must nonetheless show full respect by standing and attention. The House bill also seeks to standardize the proper rendition of Lupang Hinirang in accordance with the musical arrangement and composition of Julian Philippi in 2/4 beat when played, and within the range of 100 to 120 metronome and 4/4 beat when sung. The National Historical Commission of the Philippines will also be mandated to disseminate an official musical score sheet to reflect the correct way of singing the anthem. The proposed flag code will also oblige the Department of Education, the Commission of Higher Education, and the Technical Education and Skills Development Authority to ensure that the national anthem shall be committed to memory by all students of public and private schools. The House Bill also strikes out the current flag code's prohibition on the display of the Philippine flag in front of buildings and offices occupied by aliens. Under the proposed law, failure to observe the rules on the proper rendition of the anthem and display of national symbols will also lead
to administrative discipline for the employees of all government offices and privately owned entities displaying the flag. The House announced the development in a Monday statement with the approval of the law on third and final reading via unanimous vote of 212-0. The measure now moves to the Senate for consideration.
Philippine News. Nationwide smoking ban starts July 23rd. The Department of Health reminded the public yesterday the nationwide smoking ban would take effect starting July 23rd or 60 days after the signing of Executive Order 26. DOH spokesman Eric Tayag said the EO can be implemented even without the implementing rules and regulations or IRR. The effectivity of EO is 60 days after publication, not after signing. No need for the IRR, he explained. Tayag also urged establishments to start putting up no smoking signs measuring 8 by 11 inches with the symbol accompanying 60% of the signage. The EO on smoking will have to be implemented. Those who fail to comply with will be made as example offenders, he warned. Last May 16, Duterte signed EO 26, which prohibits smoking in public and enclosed areas across the country. The DOH and the other concerned agencies are formulating the IRR to ensure the smooth implementation of EO 26. Covered by the ban are centers of youth activity, like play schools, preparatory schools, elementary schools, high schools, college and universities, youth hostels, and recreational facilities for minors, elevators and stairwells, locations where fire hazards are present within premises of public and private hospitals, and medical, dental and optical clinics and food preparation areas. Smoking will be allowed in an area of a building or conveyance that is open as well as separate areas with proper ventilation. The EO states that there should be only one designated smoking area per establishment. Tayag said establishments should properly mark the designated smoking areas and should be accompanied by graphic health warnings pictures depicting the effects of smoking on health.
Okay, and that's our Philippine Samutsari Philippine News. Itong another music for us, Tita Verge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Enjoy po.
Thank you.
Ayan. Next week po, pangako, we will expound the singer of this beautiful song that you have just heard. Ang title po niyan ay Ikaw. Napakagandang awitin. And siyempre pa, Pilipina ang umawit niyan.
Yes.
Ayan.
Ayan.
And balikan po natin ang ating Philippine News. Napakaganda ng nangyayaring inkaunlaran sa atin sa Pilipinas. Una-una, ito yung tungkol sa smoking ban. Lahat tayo makikinabang. Hindi lamang yung mga nakatira doon, hindi lamang yung mga turista ang pumupunta roon, kung hindi lahat, even the unborn child na nasa mm-hmm. tiyan pa ng mm-hmm. ina, mm-hmm. pag walang smoking na nalalanghap o smoke na nalalanghap, natural hindi apektado ang ina, hindi apektado ang bata. Mm-hmm. At ganun din yung mga naipanganak na hindi naman nila kasalanan na naglalakad sila kung saan dyan, makakaamoy ng smoke. Yeah. Ngayon. Mm-hmm. Talaga pong kung tutuusin, talagang hindi maganda sa katawan ng tao ang smoking. Kaya yan, napakagandang kaunlaran yan. At ang pangalawa, ang tungkol naman
national
sa
anthem.
National fervor when we sing our national anthem. So definitely talaga hindi na po pwede yung bayang-bayang magiliw, presensi, hindi na. Hindi na. And according to the National Historical Commission, of which one of our guests galing po yan doon, eto, at siyang magpatuloy. Come on, Jing Rubias Maravilla.
Yes.
Nagkataon siguro na talagang pinapunta kami dito ngayon. Nagkataon kasi dati pa akong empleyado ng National Historical Commission.
Wow.
And the section that is responsible for making changes on the flags and the national mm-hmm. anthem was mm-hmm. under my division.
Oh. Wow.
Pero mm-hmm. sa ngayon, nung umalis na ako doon, merong mga pagbabago sa office. I'm not sure kung nandun pa yung mga tao na kasama ko dati dyan sa section na yan. Pero masaya po ako na nasa third and final reading ang...
Mm-mm.
Ang bill na ito mm-hmm. on the singing of the national anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bilang Pilipino, dapat talaga nating sa puso palagi mm-hmm. ang pagkanta,
mm-hmm.
pag-awit, at isa puso natin ang pag-awit at mm-hmm. I-feel talaga natin kung ano yung lyrics ng kanta
mm-hmm.
para
mm-hmm.
ma-feel natin na kahit nasa ibang bansa tayo, Pilipino
pa rin
tayo sa puso at
mm-hmm.
sa diwa.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that would tell a lot about us being a Filipino anyway.
Yes.
To respect mm-hmm. our own flag yeah. and our
Ayan.
Own song.
And sa susunod na linggo po, marami pa kayong maririnig na awit mula sa ating featured guest singers today. Pangako po yan.
Yeah. Yes!
At syempre pa po, binabati namin ang mga nagse-celebrate ng kaarawan ngayong araw na ito. Kahapon nag-celebrate, bukas mag-celebrate, at ano pang mga kasayahan sa buhay na isine-celebrate ninyo. Kagabi po, binabati kong muli si Remy Robinson, who turned 65.
Sweet 65, yes.
Binabati ko rin si Joy Francisco, mabuting kaibigan at napakagandang babae. She celebrated her birthday on the 8th of July this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Binabati ko rin po si Tita Susan Wood. Ang kaarawan niya po talaga ay ngayon. A very enduring, responsible, at saka very loving to her husband.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Tita Susan!
Happy birthday, Susan! Hey.